All right, let's see. We finished with the terms for dying, I think. If a person has recently died, but they don't know the cause, you say they don't know what he
died of.
Mm-hmm. And the place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Other terms?
Graveyard.
Okay. Is there a difference?
To me, a cemetery is a place of graves. A graveyard is in the yard of a church,
mm-hmm.
like a churchyard.
Yeah, I see. How about the box a person is buried in?
Coffin.
Okay. And
casket.
Mm-hmm. Are they the same?
Yeah.
Is there, and the name of the ceremony?
Funeral.
Mm-hmm. And if they're dressed in black, they're in?
Mourning.
Okay. And the man who takes care of the dead body at the funeral home is the?
Mortician.
Okay. And the vehicle that carries?
First.
Okay. And how about the a building above ground for burying?
I know, I knew it just before you asked the question. Mausoleum.
All right, that's fine. And let's see, if somebody meets you on the street on an average day and says, how are you today? And you feel average, you'd
I'm
say?
I'm fine.
Okay, anything else you might say?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
English professor this morning said to me, fair to Midland. Would you ever use that?
Sure, fair to Midland.
Okay.
Rather cloudy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard that too. If somebody is troubled, you might say, it'll all come out all right. Just don't
worry about it.
And then the disease of the joints that old people get?
Arthritis.
Or?
Rheumatism.
Are they the same?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. Some people say they are, some people say they aren't. Some people say rheumatism is an older word for arthritis.
And what is bursitis?
I don't know. I think it's a disease of the joints, too.
Yeah.
And then, do you know the name of a very severe sore throat that children used to get? It would make them choke in the night, and they'd die of it. Now you get a shot for it.
Whooping cough?
No, this is...
Scarlet fever?
I don't know if it's worse than scarlet
throat.
Fever. Yeah. Dip.
Strep throat.
Dip.
Theria.
Say the whole word.
Diphtheria.
Okay. And then the disease that makes you turn yellow?
Yellow jaundice.
Mm-hmm. And if you have your appendix taken out, you say you've had an attack of?
Appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you'd say you have to?
Vomit, throw up, upchuck, puke.
Mm-hmm. Which is the most polite way of saying it?
Vomit.
Okay.
Or throw up.
Okay. And what's worst?
Puke.
All right. How's upchuck?
That's kind of nebulous, whatever. You
know. In the middle.
That's about
okay.
The same as throw up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if a person were in that condition, you would say he's sick where?
At his stomach.
Mm-hmm. She had hardly got the news when she came right over.
She's
going to impart the news. She came over.
To tell me.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You invite somebody to come to see you this evening, and you want them to know that you will be disappointed if they don't come. You say, if you don't come,
I'll be mad.
Okay. And if both of you are going to be glad to see me, you say, we...
We'll be glad to see you.
Mm-hmm. All right. You would say to a misbehaving child, if you do that again, I'm going to...
Spank you. Whip you.
All right. That's an unproductive thing to ask in a direct question. If a boy is very interested in a certain girl and he keeps coming over to her house, you'd say they're doing what?
Court. Dating.
All right. Any others?
Sparking. No, mm-hmm. Sparking, I guess, is an activity they can get into during the...
Oh, what is sparking then?
Necking.
I see.
Kissing, petting.
Uh-huh. Good. And he is her...
Love, boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about the most.
And she is his?
Girlfriend.
Anything else?